Now, all of these Arthurian romances are based on old Celtic pagan myths. The knights and ladies and incidents of Arthurian romance are the knights, are the gods and heroes and heroines and goddesses of Celtic mythology. We know this, we can identify them, the themes and all, there's no doubt about it. Just see what this really means to start with now. Namely, that those people whom we know in the world, because they are depicted as knights and ladies of the 12th and 13th centuries, these people whom we know in the world are really gods, as we all are, according to this view. And the relationship of people to each other are the relationships of the myths. Our problem is simply to recognize this. In the adventures of our lives, we are undergoing the mythological adventure, not knowing it, you might say, as Tristan and Isolde didn't realize that the goddess Minna had come to their shrine, you might say. Gottfried, I will say one more word about him, goes so far in his celebration of love that when he brings his couple away from the court to the forest, in the famous forest years of their escape to the forest, he brings them to a cave that was fashioned by pagans in ancient times. That cave is fashioned in the style of a chapel. It is the chapel of love, and where the altar should be is this crystalline bed of love. He actually uses the words of the Mass and of the words of Bernard of Clairvaux, the great mystic celebrant of the love of the Virgin, to deify his couple and to sanctify their love. The bed is the altar. The altar is a bed. Augustine himself brought forth that image. It is on the altar that Christ is brought into the bread and wine by the miraculous words of the priest, hoc est enim corpus meum, this is my body. Christ comes to birth there on the altar. So the altar is the bed of Christ's birth. And Christ is sacrificed right on that altar. So the altar is the Calvary cross of the sacrifice. It is both the birth and the death, which are the same. There are little beautiful 14th century paintings of the Annunciation, where the angel of the Annunciation is carrying the caduceus of Hermes, the guide of souls to rebirth, and he is announcing to the Blessed Virgin that she is to be the Mother of God. And on a beam from the sky, there comes the little child, Christ, to his mother, this tiny little mannequin, and on his shoulder, he's bearing the cross. The idea is that Christ coming into the world, assuming life at all, was already the acceptance of the agony, the terror joy of life, which is the crucifixion and all of this. Now, these are the themes that are inhabiting this mythology. As I say, this is the period of the rise of the cathedrals, and this now is going to be a cathedral to love, this story of the Grail. One might ask oneself, why should anyone quest for the Grail in the 12th century when right beside you, anywhere you turn, is a little church where the sacrifice of the Mass is celebrated every morning? Christ himself on the altar, you there to receive communion. Why the quest for the Grail? The answer is that the priest was ordained by a sacrament, that anybody who simply follows the routine rituals is eligible to receive the host and eligible to heaven for making good confession and proper contrition and all that. What has this got to do with the development of character? What has this got to do with the integrity of your life? What has this got to do with bringing forth the potentialities and rendering them glorious in the world? Nothing. The Grail hero is to achieve his result through character, through integrity of character, and the clergy plays no role whatsoever. The Grail is not in a church, it's in a castle. The keeper of the Grail is a king, not a clergyman. The carrier of the Grail is a woman, the Grail Maiden, and she is accompanied by maidens, and it is required of these maidens that they should be absolutely pure in virtue. In other words, this is a direct challenge to the whole situation in the church in the 12th century, and it was understood to be such and known to be such, and when the Inquisition was instituted in the beginning of the 13th century, we hear no more of the Arthurian romances for a while.